Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah state that one may insulate with Gizei Tzemer wool shearings, but they cannot be moved. Rashi explains that wool shearings are typically reserved to be made into thread and therefore a muksa. It was said in the name of Rebbe that the wool shearings are not permitted to be moved if they were not dedicated to being used for insulation. But if they were dedicated for use as insulation, they would no longer be deemed muksa, and one would be permitted to move them. Point number two, there's a three-way machlokas amaraim regarding one who harvested charayo sheldeko, hardened date palm branches for firewood, which are muksa, and changed his mind and decided to use them for sitting on, which would be a non-muksa designation. The question is, what is required to release the branches from their muksa status prior to Shabbos? Rav says kosher. He has to tie them into bundles. He has to do some action. Machshava alone is not enough. Shmuel says choshev. It's simply enough to intend to sit upon them. Rav Asi says yoshev. He sits on them erev Shabbos, even though he doesn't tie them or consciously intend to sit on them on Shabbos. And point number three, a Mamar Marzut and Rav Ashi were seen together one Shabbos who brought barda, a mixture containing one-third aloes, one-third myrtle, and one-third violets. A Mamar and Rav Ashi watched with the bar Marzutra did not. Rav Mordechai explained that Marzutra holds that even during the week, one is not permitted to wash with it, since he agrees with what was taught in a brisa, that a man may scrape crust of filth and crust of a wound because of a discomfort, but it's forbidden to do so to beautify himself. Rashi explains that he would be transgressing the prohibition of lo yabash ish simlas isha. A man should not wear a feminine garment. A Mamar and Rav Ashi washed with because they held of what was taught in a brisa that a person should wash his face, hands, and feet each day in honor of his creator. Rashi explains the brisa that it's an honor to one's creator due to the fact that a person was created in Hashem's image. And furthermore, one who sees beautiful creatures will come to bless Hashem. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah state that one may insulate with Gizei Tzemer wool shearings, but they cannot be moved. Rashi explains that wool shearings are typically reserved to be made into thread and therefore are muksa. And it was said in the name of Rebbe that the wool shearings are not permitted to be moved if they were not dedicated to being used for insulation. But if they were dedicated for use as insulation, they would no longer be deemed muksa and one would be permitted to move them. Point number two, there are three-way machlokas amaraim regarding one who harvested charayo sheldeko, hardened date palm branches for firewood, which are muksa, and then change his mind and decide to use them for sitting on, which is a non-muksa designation. So the question is, what is required to release the branches from their muksa status prior to Shabbos? Rav says kosher. He has to tie the bundles. He has to do some action. Machshava, thought alone, is not enough. Shmuel says choshev, that he must intend to sit upon them. That is enough just to have intent without an action. Rav Asi says yoshev. He sits on the erev Shabbos, even though he doesn't tie them or consciously intend to sit on them on Shabbos. And point number three, a Mamar Marzut and Rav Ashi were sitting together one Shabbos and were brought barda, a mixture containing one-third aloes, one-third myrtle, and one-third violets. A Mamar and Rav Ashi washed with it, but Marzutra did not. So Mordechai explained that Marzutra holds that even during the week, one is not permitted to wash with it, since he agrees with what was taught in a brisa, that a man may scrape crusts of filth and crusts of a wound because of discomfort, but is forbidden to do so if it's to beautify himself. And Rashi explains that he'd be transgressing the prohibition of lo yilbash ish simlas isha, and man should not wear a feminine garment. A Mamar and Rav Ashi washed with it because they held what was taught in the brisa, that a person should wash his face, hands, and feet each day in honor of his creator. Rashi explains the brisa that's an honor to one's creator due to the fact that a person was created b'tzelem elokim in Hashem's image. Furthermore, one who sees beautiful creatures will come to bless Hashem. All right, so now we go to our sim. So the sim for Daf Nun is a nincompoop. A nincompoop. Yes, it's a real word. It's a silly, foolish person. A nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop piled his wool shearings he was going to use for insulation so high that he tripped over the hardened date palm branches and fell into a batch of sweet-smelling barda. Once again, in slow motion. The nincompoop. Nincompoop. That means we're on Daf Nun. The nincompoop piled his wool shearings he was going to use for insulation, which reminds us, the Mishnah say that one may insulate with Gizei Tzemer wool shearings, but they cannot be moved. Rashi explains that wool shearings are typically reserved to be made into thread, and therefore are muksa. It was said in the name of Rebbe that the wool shearings are not permitted to be moved if they are not dedicated to being used for insulation. But if they were dedicated for use as insulation, they would no longer be deemed muksa, and one would be permitted to move them. So the nincompoop piled his wool shearings he was going to use for insulation so high that he tripped over the hardened date palm branches, which reminds us, there's a three-way machlokas amaraim regarding one who harvested charayo sheldeko, hardened date palm branches for firewood, which are muksa, and then changed his mind and decided to use them for sitting on, i.e. a non-muksa designation. So the question is, what is required to release the branches from their muksa status prior to Shabbos? Rav says kosher. He has to tie them into bundles. He has to do an action. Machshava alone, thought alone, is not enough. Shmuel says, choshev, he must intend to sit upon them. That is enough. He does not require an action. Ravasi says, yoshev, he sits on them erev Shabbos, even though he does not tie them or consciously intend to sit on them on Shabbos. So the nincompoop piled his wool shearing because he was going to use for insulation so high that he tripped over the hardened date palm branches and fell into a batch of sweet-smelling barda, which reminds us of Maimon Bar Zutta and Ravashi were seen together one Shabbos and were brought barda, a mixture containing one-third aloes, one-third myrtle, and one-third violets. And Maimon and Ravashi washed with it, but Bar Zutta did not. Rav Mordechai explained that Bar Zutta holds that even during the week, one is not permitted to wash with it, since he agrees with what was taught in the Braisa, that a man may scrape crusts of filth and crusts of a wound because of discomfort, but it is forbidden to do so if it is to beautify himself. Rashi explains that he would be transgressing the prohibition of lo yilbash ish, seamless ish, a man should not wear a feminine garment. A Maimon and Ravashi washed with it because they held what was taught in the Braisa, that a person should wash his face, hands, and feet each day in honor of his creator. Rashi explains the Braisa that it's an honor to one's creator due to the fact that a person was created b'tzelem Elokim in Hashem's image, and furthermore, one who sees beautiful creatures will come to bless Hashem. So once again, the nincompoop piled his wool shearings he was going to use for insulation so high that he tripped over the hardened date palm branches and fell into a batch of sweet-smelling barda. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.